Hey there. So we're back now with Noise Pollution 12, Canadian Classics. And actually, we are not back because I got ditched again. You know, that feels good. I'm too used to this. All right, so now we got Kobe with... I got Kobe with me tonight.
What's up, guys?
So, Kobe, how does it feel being on campus radio where we might have five listeners or less because I forgot to post this week?
You know, this is my first step to fame, and I feel like it's a great stepping stone for the rest of my career.
That's great. What are your aspirations, Kobe?
I really don't know yet. That's why we're all at university, right? We're trying to figure it out. But hopefully I find my way soon.
Yeah, you pay $80,000 to hopefully find your way.
Yeah, you know. 80,000? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's a good way to find yourself.
Yeah, well, that's minus the alcohol expenses.
Oh, right. Can't forget clubbing. Clubbing yeah. Definitely almost doubles it.
Yeah. Maybe if you went to, like, Brock, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but then I'd have to go to Brock, and that's just not a good time. You're from the area. You know it well enough.
Yeah. My friends from home that stayed home went to Brock. They're listening right now, probably. And odds are they're hanging out in Callum's basement playing Mario Party 8 together. Actually, Mario Party 7, because that's on the GameCube. They didn't meet new people.
No. Sometimes you just need to branch out, but sometimes it's good just to stay grounded.
Honestly, I like all of them better than I like you, so.
Oh, that hurts a bit.
Alright, so tonight we're paying homage to the classic Canadian artists that, you know, inspired generations. And we tried to keep it to, like, the popular stuff that, you know, those Americans actually listened to. Mm-hmm. And it made on their charts. Because, you know, they got, like, the Canadian word out there.
Yeah. They are good representatives of our national brand.
Yeah. So we're going to kick it off with American Woman by the Guess Who, the long version, not the radio version. And Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran. All right. Okay, so we're going to talk until I can figure out what's going on. Kobe, you know, why don't you tell us about a little bit about what we're going to listen to? Any of your thoughts?
Well, it's actually, American Woman's a great song to connect to Waterloo. They actually came up with a song while playing a riff down on the Home Hardware on Weber. If you didn't know that, right over on Weber Street.
I did know. It was a bowling alley at the time.
It was.
And legend has it, Burton Cummings had an American Woman backstage. Apparently there's a plaque up somewhere in it, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, I've been meaning to visit. Apparently it's somewhere inside the store.
Yeah. Do you want to go on a quest to find it one day?
Oh, of course. I've always just wanted to go inside a Home Hardware to waste some time.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that episode of Family Guy where they just, like, play Life is a Highway, like, a million times in that episode?
Oh, yeah. My house over the past couple of weeks, we've only had Family Guy on the television.
Yeah.
That is only why my PlayStation exists. Just turn on Netflix, turn on the TV, and we binge about a season per day, minimum, all as a group.
Oh, yeah. It's honestly really rough.
It's not healthy.
No, it's not. Because then you start making Family Guy jokes in your real life. And that's always an issue. So, I'm trying to figure out why this isn't working. Huh. I think it has to be one of those things where we completely reset the system.
We're killing it.
Yeah.
Doing great for my first time here.
Yeah. Oh, I shut it down, not restarted it. So, we'll see. Yeah, so, honestly, I'll just go on a little spiel about the songs in the meantime, I guess.
Yeah.
Because what else am I supposed to do? You know what, like, this is what happens when I get put in charge. Actually, this happened, like, 3 weeks in a row at one point. I just need to find the playlist again. And so I can go on a nice rant about some of these songs. Yeah, I also forgot to post. And if I don't post, nobody listens. Are you going to remember my radio shows on at 9? Probably not.
Probably not.
Unless you, see something, on the story.
Yeah, you were just the one that would always tell us after meetings, oh, time to do the radio show. And everyone would just roll their eyes, cool.
Yeah, actually, no, Richie actually listens.
Yeah, shout out to Richie if you're listening right now.
Honestly, I'm not sure what I got. I could talk about some Neil Young, but I was going to save that for later.
Well, we got to fill airtime now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, which computer is the one that I need to turn on? That's why I should have pressed restart. Oh, fuck. There we go. I'm doing great.
Yep. Anna's proud. I hope Anna's listening right now.
Yeah, honestly, I think Anna's just constantly disappointed in me.
I mean, yeah, from the look she gives you, you can feel that sometimes.
Yeah.
It's pure disapproval.
Yeah, it's just questionable why she still hangs out with me. Or how we just ended up hanging out after we originally hated each other.
Yeah. I think you just kind of forced yourself into this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was all you, man.
This was a forced friendship. Is it I think the only reason why we actually became friends is because of music.
I mean, what better way is there to connect?
That's true. You know, she thought I was weird. I thought she was a bitch. Both of those are true.
All right. Just like at the beginning. So guys, I'll have you know that Cole doesn't know his own Spotify password.
Well, I normally don't have to log in. It's once a week that I have to. Actually, that's actually quite often. And I made it something easy to remember. I'm just a bad typer. Okay, let's pray this works.
Hey. Oh, here we go.
We're back. Oh, actually, this sound works better now, too. Oh, actually, no, I turned my volume up, so that's why. Alright, so up next, we've got Neil Young, Heart of Gold, and the tragically hit Bob Cage. You know this song, Hey Hey My My, Out of the Black and Into the Blue?
Yes.
Okay, it's you know there's that really mellow version at the beginning of the album and the really aggressive version at the end?
Mm-hmm.
So they hired Neil Young to make an album Harvest again.
Mm-hmm.
So Neil Young being Neil Young was well, screw you guys. You can't tell me what to do. I will take your money. And I'm going to put whatever I want in this album. So he came out with that. And it's make something like Heart of Gold again. No. We're starting with grunge.
No, I'm good. I'm gonna change it up on you guys.
Yeah. It's you never know what to expect from Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
And to the tragically hip.
I love this band. I'm good friends with the Downey family. So... I have a personal connection to the band. Kind of grew up on their music. My dad loves them too. Bob Cajun, great summertime song. Mm-hmm. Used to play it all the time around the campfire at camp on acoustic guitars, just sing it. And had some great times whipping down Bob Cajun Road off to some cottages.
By the way, Kobe does not fit the profile of his name. Kobe basically wears a sweater vest that says my dad will see you.
Yes, with my name there's some assumptions to go along with it, but actually I'm a 6 foot tall white dude, so that's kind of out of nowhere. Surprise. But on radio, you'd never know that.
And where were you during the last HIP concert?
Last HIP concert, I was actually up at the camp. I knew a lot of people that went down to it, the one in, because, well, first of all, because of the connection to the family through that, but also a lot of my friends are at Queens, so they had a perfect place to stay. Mm-hmm. I think I knew at least 50 plus people that went to that final HIP concert.
Even being outside would have been cool.
Yeah.
Like, I would have gone just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But did you, like, set up a projector at the camp and
watch it together? Yeah, we put it on. Nice. Yeah, we set up a big screen and put it on by the flagpoles. Nice. It's pretty cool.
For me, Welland got this TV, like, in front of, like, on the square at the top of City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly for advertising. But for that, a local music store gave them free speakers to use.
Mm-hmm.
And they played the concert on that TV, and there were over 2,000 people in the square together watching it. Yeah. And that's a town of 50,000.
Yeah. So that's not a big town.
That's a pretty good turnout, and every other person I knew, if they weren't there, they were at somebody's house watching it, or at their own house.
I think I still have it recorded, actually, on my PVR at home.
Nice. It'd be pretty cool to watch again. And I remember, like, how emotional everyone was at, like, during mm-hmm. Fiddler's Green, almost everybody cried.
Yeah, that took a big hit.
Yeah. And We Kings
is my favorite song by them. That is one of the best songs that's ever come out of Canada.
Yeah, and they're such a Canadian band too. They're iconically Canadian. Mm-hmm. They never had much success out of the U.S., but I think that makes it so much more special to Canadians because they're massive throughout the country.
Everyone knows them.
They sung about Canada. That was the great thing.
Mm-hmm. Good connection.
All right. So now we're going to Heart of Gold and Bob Cajun. All right. See, we'll be back to you guys soon. Wow, I almost missed that cue. And Kobe got distracted looking up accounting memes.
We've reached that point of our lives.
Yeah, you know your life takes a turn for the worse when you start looking up accounting memes.
So I think that's the most BBA thing that's ever been said on this radio station.
Yeah, we normally make fun of me and the other BBA students.
Yep, surprise, we actually are like this. It's bad.
Yeah. Like, honestly, being an Italian, GTL probably shouldn't be a part of my life, but being a business student, it's gym, tax, laundry.
Oh boy, we really need to get our own lives, eh? This is not good.
Yeah, look at this one.
Oh, so what do you got next?
Yeah, next we got California by Joni Mitchell and Suzanne by Leonard Cohen.
Ooh.
We're like really mellowing it out now.
Two heavy hitters from Canadian music.
Yeah, you know, Joni Mitchell, just like a songwriting goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down, one of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Same thing with Leonard Cohen.
Yes.
Incredible songwriter. Did in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. I was going to add Big Yellow Taxi on here, but I figured, like, California kind of fit this bill more.
Mm-hmm.
It was off of her, like, more popular album, too. Even though, like, Big Yellow Taxi was a more popular song. I was going to add the Counting Crows version in it, though. Just so I can have two like, Joni Mitchell songs without actually playing Joni Mitchell twice.
Mm-hmm.
But I did play Neil Young twice, so I probably could have. But just, like, how everything worked.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are two pretty sweet songs. I can't remember the street in downtown Toronto it might have been, I don't think it was York Street.
You're looking at me like I know, as a proud Mississauga native. I get reminded almost every day I'm not from Toronto, so.
There's a certain street in Toronto that was like the hippie street filled with coffee shops back in the 60s, and like, Joni Mitchell would always be hanging out there. You might find Neil Young there or Bob Dylan if he was in town. So imagine just running into one of them back in the 60s.
That would be wild.
and they're just like chilling, writing a song in a coffee shop. Like, that would be incredible. And then we have the great late Leonard Cohen. And honestly, I don't got much more to say right now because we need to make it through some more music because we are very early on this playlist. All right. Catch you guys later.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, I'm coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera in a cell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, I'm coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Streets are full of strangers, all a new zone. Your ears just give you the blues, just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man, California, I'm coming. Strangers, all the news at home. You read more about the war and the bloody changes. Oh, will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am? Will you take me as I am?
Suzanne takes you down. Kobe's keeping me on task. Way to go. Yeah, I can fix that later.
So welcome back. Thanks, other Cole, for actually listening right now and sending me snaps along the way.
So as of right now, we have one confirmed listener. Big night for us.
Big night. First debut for Kobe. Pretty good. Fun fact, guys, because Neil Young's coming up again later on this playlist.
Yeah, we got Closer to the Heart by You Know Who up next. If you don't know, stop listening.
And then after that, we got Rock in the Free World by Neil Young. Neil Young actually has a close personal connection to my family. He was my aunt's babysitter for a little while when he just moved over to Toronto from Winnipeg and was a starving artist. So, yeah, my grandfather paid him for a little bit, and that helped him get off the ground. So, you guys can thank me if you like Neil Young, I guess.
Wow, that was like a shriek. That really picked up in the mic.
Yeah, I did. I got on both.
Oh. Yeah, and so that is from Neil Young's album Freedom, I believe.
I do believe so.
Let's see, View album. Yeah, it's from Freedom. So this and the album after it are the two albums that gave Neil Young the title The Godfather of Grunge. That's a really cool title.
That is a cool title.
He goes from releasing Heart of Gold in the 70s to starting grunge in the in the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Really big difference.
It is a big difference, and I don't know if a lot of the grunge bands, at least some of the original ones, such as Alice in Chains, really cite him as an influence, but I know he's quite an influence for Pearl Jam, as well as for Soundgarden.
Yes, and do you know Neil Young's 1995 album Mirrorball?
Yes.
Do you know who the backing band for that is?
No, who is it?
Pearl Jam.
Oh, of course.
The guy is so much of a legend, he can just get Pearl Jam at the height of their fame to play on his album without much credit.
Shows what you do when you work for a living legend.
Yeah, when you are a living legend. I'm trying to scroll down and find the album, but, you know, Neil Young still, for some reason, releases an album every year. The guy just doesn't quit.
Yep.
Oh, he has Mirrorball. That's a pretty sweet album. What else we got over here? Oh, the Unplugged album is a really good one. But yeah, Ragged Glory is the main one, though. Ragged Glory is the album that got him to be known as the godfather of grunge.
Mm-hmm.
I would give the like grungy Neil Young albums a listen for sure if you haven't, because they are incredible. So now, back to Noise Pollution. We're going to listen to Close to the Heart by Rush, then Rockin' the Free World by Neil Young.
We'll be right back, guys. Have fun.
And we back again. So up next we have Cuts Like a Knife, Bryan Adams. And You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, Bachmanson Overdrive. I probably should have said that later. Because do we have time to talk? I think these are both long songs.
We don't have much time to talk, so
Alright, so we're gonna be signing off now. By the way, Bryan Adams is gonna be back in Toronto for a concert this summer, and he was absolutely incredible to see live. I think he's playing in Kitchener, too, and, like, all around Canada, basically.
Yeah.
Because it's Bryan Adams. He has to do a Canadian tour once a year.
That is true.
Because who else still listens to him? Sorry, Bryan Adams. I love you, but...
I'm not much of a fan, but, you know, Bryan, you do you. Get that bread.
He was incredible in concert. And I only paid, like, $40 to go see him.
Oh, that's a steal.
Actually, I paid zero because I got my dad to take me.
Oh, even better.
I love being into old music because I could just convince my dad to pay for my tickets to come with me. All right. So that's Noise Pollution 12, Canadian Classics.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And always remember, rock and roll ain't noise pollution.